Track 14. There are just a few things we can tell you about in this month's What's On.
Stately Art and Craft. Houghton Hall has an exhibition of the sculptures of Tony Cragg in the grounds and house, and Rock, Paper, Scissors is in the stable block at Houghton Hall until the 26th of September. The local makers and artists taking part in the stables exhibition with Contemporary and Country include artist Colin Self and sculptor Tusa Wilson. And at the Sainsbury Centre, Japanese-Swiss artist Laiko Ikumura presents a selection of paintings, sculptures, drawings and photography at the Sainsbury Centre on the University of East Anglia as her first exhibition in the UK. Laiko Ikumura, Usagi in Wonderland, runs until the 12th of December.
Hooray! It's Heritage Open Days! The Heritage Open Days Festival runs from the 10th to the 19th of September, opening up hundreds of hidden historic gems for free. Some events need to be booked in advance, including
a walk to Little Cressingham Mill, Fairstead Lane, Little Cressingham, near Thetford. See Norfolk's only combined windmill and watermill in its 200th anniversary year and on the 40th anniversary of it coming into the care of the Norfolk Windmills Trust. The open day is a rare chance to see inside the 1821 mill, which was used into the 1950s. The open day is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 11th of September, or you can enjoy a 5-mile circular guided walk from the Old Windmill Inn in nearby Great Cressingham. Booking is essential for the walk via Eventbrite or by ringing 01603 223624.
Hunstanton Lighthouse. See the dungeons and then climb the tower at Hunstanton Lighthouse on the 10th of September. Discover its fascinating history and that of the neighbouring Marconi listening station. Also in Hunstanton, enjoy a guided walk through the grounds, across the moat and into the courtyard of Old Hunstanton Hall on the 16th of September. Book for the lighthouse from August the 26th to the 7th of September and for the walk on the 1st to the 14th of September by calling 01485 532 376 or email andrew.murray1942@gmail.com.
Great Yarmouth Ice House. The Great Yarmouth Ice House at Haven Bridge played a vital role in Yarmouth becoming a global fishing port in the 19th century. The weekend of the 18th and 19th of September is a rare chance to see inside the thatch building and enjoy a guided tour. It was built around 1840 and is the only one of its kind in the country. Ice would be brought from the river and broads and later Norway. It was used to preserve herring caught by Yarmouth's fishing fleet. Booking is essential. For details of these and hundreds more Norfolk Heritage Open Day events, visit www.heritageopendays.org.uk.